fight.
Office building in Ohio, shooting in a parking lot at a courthouse in Texas. My oh my, what is happening in America? Part of what we're going to talk about this hour with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Plus, should you have to show an ID to vote in this country? Voter ID becomes now a law in Pennsylvania. It's being challenged in South Carolina and Texas. We're going to dive into that. And believe it or not, bracketology. R.J. Bell. Ooh, this guy can break it down like no other. In 15 minutes, he's joining us here on the show. And we'll do that. We'll look at some of the things that you might want to look at if you're filling out a bracket and you know nothing about college hoops. Some things to look at that you might want to look for when you're filling them out. People always look for the upsets, but is that really the way to go? RJ will answer those questions when we go to him. He's enjoying a latte probably right now in our virtual green room. But first, this story about the courthouse. How is it that an old woman is in a parking lot at the courthouse and she is gunned down and murdered? Really? Are you kidding me? And other people are also wounded in this. Why this guy opened fire? What possessed him to do that? I mean, that's the question now that we're asking ourselves once again. It's becoming all too familiar, unfortunately, in the United States. And, you know, am I taking a wild turn and exaggerating or inflating any of this? No, it's what's been happening the last couple of months. I mean, yes, there's always nuts. There's always things that are going to happen. It just seems like much more to me. It seems like there's more things like this happening. Is it frustrations? Are people disillusioned? Are people taking too many prescription drugs? I mean, I don't know. I'm struggling for the answers, and I'm sure there's got to be some kind of an answer out there because it just makes no sense to me. That in a loss of control, in a loss of, you know, whatever it is that sends somebody spiraling in the direction of grabbing that gun and deciding, okay, I'm going for it. So one dead, three others wounded. Boom, boom, firing off a bunch of rounds. This happened in Beaumont, Texas, which is about 80 miles outside of Houston, just to give you a geographical location in your mind. And, you know, he's in custody, so that's the good news, because he didn't off himself, so at least he's in custody and you can ask the questions of him. Everybody shot in the parking lot, and people were ducking. They locked down the courthouse. I mean, the lockdown is the word. Got to evacuate, got to lock down. And I guess in any of these public buildings anymore, whether it's a hospital, a school, a courthouse, they're just going to have drills. I mean, are we going to have signs up just so you know? If somebody with a gun comes in, here's what you do. And we got off several rounds. And they're still kind of looking into, you know, what possibly it's that motive thing that drives you nuts. What was the motivation behind this that, you know, drove the gunman to do it? Here's Carol Riley talking about when it happened, the shooter, and the fact that you had lots of cops on the scene.
There were numerous officers from all different agencies at the location, and, of course, as first responders, you know, anybody that was able to was going to return fire. He's a 40-year-old black male. Can't confirm where he's from yet. We can say that he is currently in the hospital. Everybody was on high alert, and we were doing the best we could to try and keep everybody in the area safe. And then by 12 noon, the suspect was in custody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just it's good that they have been in custody. Like I said, if you wanted to look for a silver lining, which, of course, there's not really a silver lining, I guess if I was going to take a crack at it, I would say that would be it. Then you have this other thing in the Midwest in Ohio. People in Ohio still smarting from what happened in the school in Shadron and the three kids that were killed there. And, of course, by a fellow student. Now you fast forward a couple of weeks, and here we go again. This time we're talking about an office shooting. So the same question always remains in any of these cases, or stabbing, rather. What is it that sends somebody just into this rage, so out of control? You know, I think drugs. In my head, I think drugs, completely out of their mind, disillusioned, something, you know, psychologically wrong. So a guy with three knives stabs four people. Happens Wednesday afternoon. Was shot by a cop as he tried to leave. This happened in Columbus, Ohio. And one of the victims was in the admissions office of a college. Miami Jacobs Career College was the name of it. And then other people tried to intervene and took the knife that the suspect was using. The three male victims are in critical condition. A fourth has minor injuries, and the suspect is in critical condition. Two of the victims were either students or staff, because this is a privately run deal, a school, and two others were outside in the lobby. So I'm thinking in my mind, we know what happened here. People trying to help. People trying to help in a very terrible situation. There's about 100 people that work there, and they don't know why. Is it random? Was there some other issue? What is it that fueled this? What is it that fueled this incident? So naturally what happens is people realize what's going on, and texting begins, and people are running outside, fearing for their life, running out of the lobby. Just absolutely awful. Art is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Art, welcome to the show. You're our leadoff man. Whoops. Art, we got to let you fly. Oh, we can't hear you. So, Art, you're going to have to call us back another time. Sorry about that. So back to the situation. So first you have the gun deal, then you have this knife thing that happens in Ohio. He lunging at people, so at least they were able to take him out, shoot him. But it doesn't help the people, the families of the people anyway, where they're in critical condition, and they don't know why. I mean, what happened? What upset him? What drove him to bring those knives in there and to go after all those people? Why did he do that? It is the why that rips us all up. Why? What's the why? What possibly sends somebody into these places doing the things that they're doing? Why do you shoot an old lady in a parking lot at a courthouse in the middle, really, of nowhere in Beaumont, Texas? Why in Columbus, Ohio, do you show up at this private school, lose your mind, armed with knives, and start to stab people? Makes completely no sense. All right, we're on to lighter fare next. We're talking about the politics of hoop. Bracketology with RJ next.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800 800- 866-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you fill out your bracket today? Are you ready for the tournament? So pleased to welcome back to this show RJ Bell from pregame.com. I mean, this guy has more knowledge in his head about all kinds of things, especially when it comes to college hoop, than anybody I think that I've ever met. RJ, thanks for coming back on with us.
Oh, you know, always fun with you, Kate, and thanks for the kind words.
You know, the I was thinking this today. What are the odds of anybody, because everybody, every guy I know is bragging about how they've got it down. They think maybe they'll probably lose one, but maybe they might not lose any. What are the odds of a perfect bracket?
Well, they're big. Is the exact number is 9.2 quintillion. So let's put that into perspective. That's the number 9 followed by 18 zeros. Now, here's another way to put that into perspective. If all the people on Earth filled out one bracket per second, it would take 43 years to fill out every possible bracket.
43 years, I love that. So forget the idea of a perfect bracket. You just want to get close and win the pool.
Yeah, just winning the pool. And that actually segues to a great big picture piece of advice for the listeners, which is the more people you have in your pool, the more upsets you pick. The less people, the less upsets. Because in order to win a bigger pool, you're going to have to really do well with all of the ups and downs of the tournament. But if you're only competing with 3 or 4 people, or 5 or 6 even, you don't need to be as close, and thus a conservative style is better. So that's a really good tip for those that still haven't done their brackets.
Oh, that's a great tip. Okay, so when we look at the first round, what are some things that we should look for, RJ, in a first round with the seeds and whatnot?
Now, something that most people have heard is the number ones have never lost, and that's true. And so in the first round, it's 108-0 in the modern era, which began in 1985. But the 15 seeds, they hardly ever win. Only four times out of those 108 games. So in general, with the ones and twos, you want to advance them in round one. Now, the upsets oftentimes happen with the number 12, and they're kind of famous for their upsets. In the last 23 years, at least one number 12 seed has won a game 21 of those years. So only 2 years haven't they won a game. So you want to at least have one upset with a number 12. But here's what's really surprising. Once a 12 wins in the first round, they actually win in the second round over 50% of the time.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, so 50%. Whatever 12 you pick in the first, you likely want to move them all the way to the Sweet 16 if you want to follow history.
Yeah, there you go. How about if we jumped ahead and we look at the second round, what are things to look for there?
As we talked about, is the 12s advancing. But then additionally, you got to pick at least one upset of the number 2 and number 3 seeds. Because the number 1s do really well in the second round. They actually advance 88% of the time. So if you're going to do an upset, it's going to have to be with the 2s and 3s. And only once in 27 years has all the 1s, 2s, and 3s made it to the Sweet 16. So if you're going to advance the 1s, which I recommend, then you've got to pick at least one upset with the 2s and 3s.
Ooh, okay, so that's good stuff. Now, as we move forward, we keep getting down here and we're drilling it down. You go from the Sweet 16, you gave us a tip there, and you jump into the Elite 8, then things really get dicey if you're looking pretty good there.
Yeah, and the number one, and really what we want to drill down in from here is how the number one seeds do. Because actually, 17 of 27 years, the number one has won the tournament. So you're going to have, most likely, a number one is going to be your pick to win it all. But what's interesting is that in the last 27 years, a vast majority of the time, there's only been one or two number one seeds that make the final four. So a lot of people say four, you know, all four or three, but really, like we said, 21 or 27 years, it's either one or two. So you got to be very selective in that Elite Eight round, which number ones you advance and which number ones that you have beaten in that Elite Eight round.
Yeah. Who do you like in this tourney? If you were just picking out a couple of teams, who do you think could be maybe a little bit of a Cinderella?
I'm not sure this is a Cinderella, but when you talk to here in Vegas, the sportsbook guys, and pretty sharp, they're the ones taking the bets, they really like Ohio State. And it's interesting, Ohio State is a number two seed, but they're actually the third favorite in the entire tournament. And they're actually favored to beat Syracuse, which is the number one seed in their regional, to get to the Final Four. So this is an example where you could pick a two seed to win it all, and not a lot of people maybe would be picking that, but I think Ohio State has as good a chance as anyone except Kentucky, and Kentucky really is a prohibitive favorite. In fact, Vegas gives them double the chance of any other team to actually win the tournament, and here's a fun stat, because we talk about Cinderellas. Kentucky has a better chance than the 53 bottom teams when it comes to the odds. If you look at the odds and take the 53 bottom teams and add up their chance, it's actually less than Kentucky's chance as a single team.
Oh, wow. And Kentucky is such, you know, there's just popular teams, too. Kentucky is just one of those popular teams, aren't they?
And you make a great point, especially if you're actually making bets on the game, is how much of a fan base a team has affects the line somewhat. So if a team is a very public team, and with basketball, Kentucky is certainly a public team, there's usually a premium on those teams. And and usually the smart bets are to go against them. And I also am not a big fan of Kentucky here because they're a young team, and what we see in the tournament is youth can be exposed, and experience really helps even more than the regular season. So as much as Kentucky clearly seems to be the most talented team, I'm not sure if they're I think they may be a little bit overrated.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree with you. How much, you know, everybody thinks the Super Bowl is so big, RJ, and it is, but more money, is that right? More money is wagered on the NCAA tournament than anything?
Yeah, if you look at it collectively, we estimate $12 billion being bet on March Madness. Now, that's worldwide, and what would surprise some people is less than 1% of that happens in Nevada, which is legal here. Over 99% happens elsewhere, but that number exceeds the Super Bowl, which is only quote unquote about $10 billion. So March Madness combined actually exceeds that. And what's interesting is we're estimating 100 million participants in the brackets for over $3 billion.
Ooh, 100 million. Wow. That is a huge number. Crazy. That many people. When you were a kid, RJ, did you fill out brackets?
You know something? I'm right in that generation that I grew up in the 80s, and It's really, you know, if you look back before 85, which is when they went to 64 teams, and before ESPN got so big, you know, even, you know, the Bird Magic Johnson 79 game is kind of what put March Madness on the map, a lot of people say. But I would say the 80s is when it really came to life, and I was right there for it, and I'm not sure if the statute of limitations is up, but I was betting on it as a teenager.
I love that. RJ Bell, pregame.com. Check it out. It's a great website. RJ, fun to have you back on. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Always fun with you, Kay. Have a good night.
Thanks, you too. Boy, that's just a staggering number if you think about it. Of all the interesting things that he talked about there, first of all, the amount of people, 100 million, but the fact that even if a person had a 90% chance of winning each game they picked, the odds would still be 763-1 against picking a perfect bracket. And if all brackets were stacked on top of each other, something that RJ mentions in other publications, on top of each other, just on regular paper, the pile would reach from the moon and back over 1.1 million times. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? So you might be listening to me and think, why is she talking about college hoop? There's the answer. 100 million people. And don't forget, on our next show, we're doing our own March Madness. A couple of games randomly chosen for our version of Nail the Score March Madness style.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
We're going to mix it up here in odds and ends. I think the big story on the day has to be Leon Panetta and the fact that he travels over to Afghanistan, our Secretary of Defense, and just how safe was Panetta. Suicide bomber going after Panetta? Yeah, absolutely. And while that was happening, heading into the speech that Panetta was going to give the Marines, all of them were asked to leave their guns at the door at Camp Leatherneck because supposedly this is what was going to be asked of the Afghan troops. So out of respect to them, asking the Marines to do the same thing. I know it sounds kind of cockamamie to me, but it was a rough trip in the first place because of the scare over Panetta's arrival and, you have all these guys stripped of their guns while he's talking to them and saying that this is so they could look like they're Afghan partners. That's why we did that. But in the meantime, you know, crisis averted. You have this incident that occurs just moments before Panetta arrived at the base. So you know, come on, that had to be tailor-made for him. Isn't that seem like it would be, let's go after Panetta, a crash of a pickup truck at an airfield in Afghanistan as he was landing? They were attempting an attack. What do you think? That's a strange thing to happen, I would say. Of course it was a strange thing to happen on the tarmac. Moments before his C-17 is touching down, the attacker was an Afghan interpreter who was carrying gasoline and a lighter with him in the pickup truck. He stole it from a British service guy, and the coalition British person was injured during the attack, maybe run over by the truck. The Afghan interpreter managed to drive the stolen Jeep over the ramp where Panetta was going to arrive, but they diverted his plane to another ramp. So the pickup truck crashed into a ditch. The driver got out and lit himself on fire. They couldn't find any explosives. The driver's in custody. They're investigating this. He's there, Panetta, to have a bunch of meetings with troops and Afghan leaders after the killing of the 16 people, women and children, by the U.S. soldier, who, by the way, is out of the country now, although Panetta was scheduled to do this anyway, so maybe the timing was perfect here. So the shooting spree, not going to derail U.S. and NATO strategy. I think it should. I think, forget the gradual withdrawal of troops, let's have a new strategy called save ourselves. Let's get out of there now. Forget about it. Leave now and not play the waiting game. The waiting game is a dangerous game, and I fear for what could happen there. Look, I hope it doesn't. But to me, man, it's just tailor-made for bad things. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Sam, how you doing? We haven't talked to you in a while.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. You good?
Of course I'm good.
Of course, you're alive. You're alive and kicking. It's all good.
Yeah, I went to the hockey game tonight. Habs won in a shootout.
Woo! Do you like shootouts?
Yes and no.
So you hesitated. You don't like them.
I hesitate there for a sec because, I mean, I like them because at least, you know, you fight for that extra point. That extra point could, you know, put you in a playoff, you know, put you on whether you're going to a playoffs or not. But I guess they're... Some of my friends are saying, why'd you do it like you do in the Stanley Cup playoffs? You mean keep on playing until there's a winner? I don't think so, especially on a weeknight, because a lot of people were just up and move. Do you know what I mean? Because during the shootout, some of the people where I was sitting had their coats on and were already heading towards the exits, but I took a quick peek, and they were standing there watching the shootout, and I guess as soon as they saw, you know, the Canadiens win, yay-hoo, they just headed towards the exit. But I'm one of those people who likes to wait for everyone to leave. Then I leave.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Okay. One question, since you and I are both sports jocks. Why are there some... Okay, I like... There are only two postseason college tournaments I follow. March Madness and the NIT. The other two, I don't give a flying hockey puck about. If you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you only care about the big ones.
Yeah. The other two, it's like, I guess, money talks.
They're honorable mentions. You're right. You just said it. Money talks. Get more people to go see their team because people go crazy over their alma mater. Even if they're disappointed, they're not in the big dance. Yeah.
Right. But I've heard, I don't know how many teams did it this year, that because they didn't get an invitation to the big tournament, they even turned out invitations to the NIT. And I'm thinking, that's not fair to the seniors. Because for the seniors, they let them have one, maybe two more games. You know, at least they went to a postseason tournament, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I think, to me, here's the deal.
What?
I don't like honorable mention. And I think it's like honorable mention. If you don't get in the big tournament, let's just make it, this is it. This is the big tournament.
Right.
And if you're left out, you're left out. We got to punt. Do it another time. Try to get into the big dance. That's it.
You mean you wouldn't, I mean, if you're, let's see, just out of curiosity, what college did you graduate from?
Ohio University, the MAC conference.
Okay, so what happens if Ohio made it to the NIT? Would you at least follow them there?
No.
Okay.
But listen, maybe I'm in the minority here. My brother went to see them in the NIT, and he didn't care that they were in the NIT. He would have preferred that they were in the NCAA big dance tournament, but he went. Not for me. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of no dodgeball. I'm sick of honorable mention. Right. It's winners and losers, Sam.
Right. And, you know, for some coaches, it's their jobs, too. I would think as well, but, you know, it's like...
It is. I mean, but why play a consolation tournament. So why play a consolation tournament? Because here's the thing.
Right.
All of these conferences, the MAC conference, the, SEC,
right,
the Big East, whatever, they all have conference tournaments, and they're playing them right before the selection committee thing happens, right?
Right. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
A friend of mine in New York, he's got tickets to the semifinals of the NIT, and I'm thinking, why? And
boring.
He also gave me another reason. For some of these kids, it's probably maybe their first time on a plane. I don't know, because some conferences probably only travel by bus. And for other kids, it's probably their first time in New York City as well. You know, so, I mean, that's one good thing. But also what I like about the NIT, as opposed to the other two, for a school that hasn't been in a postseason tournament for a little while, it's a good stepping stone, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the thing.
What?
I guess if I had a son playing on it, then maybe I'd say, okay, well then we'll go to that other tournament. I don't know.
Right.
I still, it's like the Stanley Cup. Do you want to play for the Stanley Cup or the third tier cup? Let's say if we made, for everybody who didn't make it in, which is
right,
ridiculous because so many teams make it in, here's the consolation. No way. And I know there's a difference. It's pros versus college,
right,
but I just, you know what, I just can't go there.
Yeah, because I was going to say, let's throw in another sport, European soccer. If your team finishes in the bottom three of the top flight division, you go down. And the top three teams in the second division go up to the top division. So there, at least in Europe, they have something to play for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. I guess there's exceptions to my little rule about honorable mentions in other tournaments. And soccer's different, and rugby's different, and the way they play it in Europe is also different, but yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, Steve and some of his rabbinical friends from the States, they're also getting in a pool.
Really?
Yeah, so March Madness is going all the way to Israel.
Sweet! I love it.
Yeah,
that's good.
He wants Syracuse to win it.
Of course he wants Syracuse to win it.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people like Hughes.
Yeah, well, my heart, even though it'll probably never happen, was University of Vermont, because they're the closest school to Montreal. That's in Division I.
Yeah.
So that's what. So, I know some people actually want to take work off tomorrow to follow every single game. My attitude is on that. Get a life.
Yeah, get a life. You can't do that. Come on. And we live in the age of Twitter and everything else where you can just plop up and look at scores on your phone, so you can certainly do that at work, right?
You know. Now let's talk about your political, what's going on. Mitt Romney, what happened in the primary?
In the South, in Alabama and Mississippi, he didn't win. He came in second, but they divvy up their delegates, so he still walked away with a bunch of delegates, and he still leads 2-1 over Rick Santorum.
Okay. Now, let's say, for argument's sake, Romney wins. If I ask you this question, I apologize. You think he's going to ask Santorum to be his running mate?
If Romney wins, is he going to ask who to be his running mate?
Rick Santorum.
No, I can't see that. No. Because you'd have two East Coast guys anyway. You can't have that. You've got to have somebody else you would add in there. I think any Republican nominee would try to take Marco Rubio if they could, the senator from Florida, because of his popularity, and he's Hispanic, and the Hispanic vote weighs heavily. Sam, great conversation. You take care, my friend. Coming up here on ATN, we're going to look at the TSA. A couple of things happening. Wow, finally they've got, quotes, new protocols for screening the elderly. What, they're not going to frisk them anymore? And Orlando gives the TSA workers the boot. What? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise.
My pal friends and some others have been questioning Marco Rubio and whether or not he's eligible for VP. And that's an interesting question. As somebody with deep connections in Florida, and I've been looking into this, into the answer to it, I'm going to tell you what I have found out in the last, really, couple of weeks. But I'm going to let you hear what some people chimed in and said. Kevin Foster, gotta love that, he says that he isn't. If you look at it, it's the question of eligibility. He says Rubio's parents were not U.S. citizens when he was born in Florida. Their papers were pending. They had green card status. Our man down under, hey, Jack, says parents must have been citizens at the time of birth, as I understand the Constitution. And Cop says that's right. So upon calling Marco Rubio, as I'm trying to do an interview with him when I'm in Florida, because I'm heading to Florida here eventually, I think I will have an interview with him. But they were pretty evasive about his exact citizenship when he was born in the United States in 1971. And they are very vague on it. You know, here's what Rubio says. I just want to be the senator of Florida. I don't want to be the VP or the president of this country. I mean, like, he'll say that, right? And trying to figure out, it's like finding where's Waldo in a pointillist painting. You know, pointillist is when they had all the points on the canvas a zillion years ago. So his exact birth citizenship status, if you look in the National Archives and you look things up there, when people are mentioned as potential candidates, whether or not they're eligible or not, and we know this if, to the point of the Constitution, natural-born citizens of the United States is required in Article 2, Section 1 of our Constitution. Remember, a lot of people were all over Arnold Schwarzenegger before he impregnated the help and whoever else. And they would ask him, oh, Arnold, oh, could you run? We'd love for you to be president or whatever people would yell at rallies. And, of course, he couldn't be president of the United States. He could be governor of California, though. And the deal is from what I understand, but again, it's foggy because I've gotten two different versions of this. Senator Rubio, with his father did not petition to become a naturalized citizen until 1975. So he was born in 71. That's 4 years after his birth. A natural born citizen of the United States is one born in the U.S. to two citizens, U.S. citizens at the time. So wouldn't you think he's not a natural born citizen of the United States? Now look, I have asked this question. I've called the office and they say, no, of course he's eligible to run. Of course he is eligible to run, but he's not interested in running. So when Rubio's asked that question, when he's out stumping for somebody else who's running for president, is that why he's kind of avoiding the answer? He doesn't want to answer the question? Is he being evasive? Or, what do you think the deal is there about Rubio? He was born with dual allegiance, U.S. and Cuba. Here's the thing. This is very similar to who? The questions that people constantly bring up about Obama and citizenship at the time. So the people in Rubio's office say, pretty much they dance around it, but they avoid the no. He's a citizen. He's eligible. He just doesn't want to do it. So you be the judge. Rick in Illinois. Hey, you get the shot. Hey, Rick, what's happening in your world? What's shaking?
Hey, he's a illegal anchor baby.
No, we're not allowed to say the word illegal immigrant or anchor or any of that. It's undocumented workers, but he's got a job, a good one.
His parents weren't legal citizens when he's born, so that makes him an illegal anchor baby.
I love it.
I got that figured out.
I love it.
But this banana, that's supposed to be a top secret thing, and somebody's working over there and tips somebody off to let him know that he's coming in.
Yes.
Because how could you know what plane he's coming in on?
You wouldn't know.
No. So that just shows right there you can't trust nobody over there.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try to do something. They failed this time. They'll try something else next.
I agree. I that's why I say you got to get out of there.
We
got to get out of there. They just tried to kill one of our cabinet members. They did. They tried to kill.
Yeah.
And not that this can't happen and isn't a risk every time, but I think they're gonna keep on coming and eventually they're going to hit somebody.
Yeah, they won't get lucky and hit somebody.
Yeah, they're going to hit somebody.
But anyway, you want to make some quick cash, such a pencil paper.
Yeah.
Las Vegas put on the Final Four. Will be Kentucky, Syracuse, Missouri, Belmont.
Belmont as the Final Four?
Yep.
No Ohio State?
Nope. Missouri and Belmont's going to be the Cinderella teams.
Are you in a pool?
No, not yet.
You know what? Don't forget, in our next show, in our third hour, you got to do this, Rick. We've got Nail the Score, March Madness style, so two chances for you to win.
How would you pick scores like that?
Well, scores that are ahead, it'd be easy. We'll pick games and you, even whoever the natural, where we know what it is, and you just predict what the outcome's going to be. It's a hoop score.
I ain't all day in shaving points.
Well, we have our sources. We'll send them out there to the individual regional games.
Anyway, when you go out to Vegas, put your money down, you go on out to California, where they found that gold back in 1800s.
Yeah.
Because I heard that creek, like you said, I guess that creek or river is way down, and people's out there digging like crazy out there.
Yeah.
So
of course.
Build next. So.
Of course. Looking for that gold.
Yeah, they're out there panning like crazy, I guess.
Yeah.
Elbow to elbow out there.
Yeah. Can't blame them. Everybody wants their piece of the action. All right, Rick, I got this written down. Kentucky, Syracuse, Missouri, and Belmont, you say.
Missouri, yeah. Missouri and Belmont.
We'll see if you're right.
Well, why wouldn't I be?
Well, you're Madam Cleo, Mr. Rick. If you are right, Mr. Rick, then we will go to you. I'll tell you what. If you're right for an entire week, I'm going to have to call you, sir. If I'm not kidding you, I'm writing this down right now. If you are right for an entire week when you call this, I will bow down to you and I will call you, sir, because I don't think you're going to be right, but we'll see.
Remember when I told you about this guy at the Santorum? Now watch out for him.
You got to watch out. You're right. You got to watch out.
He's getting on a Romney skin now. Romney's starting to bad mouth him.
He is, because Romney is tired of this. He wants to just to be over.
He's getting on his nerves. Getting on his skin. He's starting to show now.
Yeah. I think so, too. You can see it. You can see by the things that he's saying. All right, Rick, don't forget to call in on our next show.
Take care.
You too. Remember, it's going to happen in our third hour, three segments in our third hour, dedicated to March Madness. How cool is that? I wrote this down about Rick. If he's right, I really will honor that bet. Sir Rick in Illinois. What did we say, how tough it was to try to actually have a perfect bracket or to predict some of this? 68 versus 64 teams. If you calculated a 64-team bracket, you expanded to consider 68, multiply the figure by 16. Good luck. Even if a person had a 90% chance of winning each game they picked, the odds would still be 763-1 against picking a perfect bracket. And if everyone on the planet each randomly filled out a bracket, the odds would be over 1 billion to 1 against any person having a perfect bracket. I think that tells you something there. It does. It tells you that if you're standing at the end and you really do have the Final Four intact, that's pretty good. And maybe you get lucky from there. And you lost a couple in the early rounds, let's say. If you have to sacrifice a few points, as long as you have the 8 and the 4 intact, usually you're doing okay. But 12 billion wagered on college hoop. $12 billion. Woo! Way more than the Super Bowl. It's crazy to think about that amount of money. And people sitting there filling out 2, 3, 4 brackets at a time. Good luck if you're doing that for your office. Maybe you'll get bragging rights there at least.